are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Today's reading is for March 8th. The reading is from Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 9 to 11. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, make offerings to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, only to go on doing all these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I myself have seen it, declares the Lord. Reading through the prophets, one cannot help but be struck by the raw and direct words. As we reflect upon Jeremiah's words in this passage, they cut to the bone. Part of this condition called original sin is the tendency, the proclivity to try to have it our own way, when we want it, where we want it, how we want it, and what we want. Without the Spirit's leading us and equipping us, it is truly difficult to walk the walk of faith. The Lord in this passage speaks of the Israelites' hypocrisy and cheap grace and how it offends him. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said it this way: grace as presupposition is grace at its cheapest. Grace as conclusion is costly grace. From Cost of Discipleship, page 51. How often have we approached God in our prayers or in worship confessing our sins, but knowing within the deepest, almost whispering part of ourselves that we intend on repeating that which we know is wrong and sinful again? It's not a good place to be, for it is quite different to be addicted to our sin, whatever it may be, and be sorrowful about it, and to strive to walk accordingly. There grace attends us, for God knows our frail frame as sinners and loves us nonetheless. As Luther wrote, and I have this as a daily reminder in my own day timer, quote, the genius of Christianity takes the words of Paul, who gave himself for our sins, as true and efficacious. We are not to look upon our sins as insignificant trifles. On the other hand, we are not to regard them as so terrible as to despair. Learn to believe that Christ was given not for picayune or imaginary transgressions, but for mountainous sins, not for sins that can be discarded, but for sins that are stubbornly ingrained. From Luther's comments on Galatians chapter 1. It is another to mouth the words, knowing that underneath the words and correct facial expressions of regret, there lies the undercurrent of unrepentance. If this is the case, read again Luther's encouragement. Repent of the cheap grace you've dined upon and turn from those thoughts that attempt to steer you from God's mercy and rely upon the Spirit to strengthen and to guide you. If we turn to the Word and the Spirit, we will find mercy and forgiveness. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, you know my innermost thoughts and desire to serve and to love you. By your Spirit, help me to walk in your ways day in and day out, to trust in your forgiveness and resist sin and the evil one. Amen. Suggested Lenten response would be, have you ever noticed within yourself a moment or tendency to speak words of repentance, but thinking otherwise? You find yourselves at times discounting past confession and doing once again that which you ought not?
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.